This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. There are just 24 hours in a day, but certain people, at least it seems like certain people, are able to do way more with their time than the rest of us. Some of us barely manage to do the laundry, while others write plays, compose operas, and paint landscapes. Author Mason Curry writes about how 161 painters, composers, novelists, and musicians manage their hours in a book called Daily Rituals, How Artists Work. And Mason, it's good to have you with us.
Hi there.
I want to start with the distinction that you make, and that's between rituals and routines. Maybe you can help me out with the difference there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I actually started with this project looking at people's daily routines, at how they organize their day in order to be creative and productive. And along the way, you find that a lot of these people had interesting little idiosyncratic habits or rituals. I think for me, the rituals are the smaller pieces of the routine, and the routine is kind of the framework for making time to do their work.
How many of these folks fell into these rituals? Were they things that they really thought through, or they just started doing?
No, I think they mostly fell into them. I think, you know, people would find that a certain habit was associated with a period of productivity or a great insight, and then they would often kind of relentlessly stick to that one ritual in a sort of superstitious fashion, believing that it was, somehow enabled their creativity.
Walk me through the process of you writing this book. Did you adopt a routine yourself? Did you go through the same thing every day as you were putting this book together?
I did, yeah. I've always been a real morning person. I find that I get my best work done early in the morning. But when I was compiling the book, I was also working a full-time job, and I figured that the only way I could do both things was to get up early every morning. So I started getting up at 5:30 every weekday morning, and I would work on the book for 2 hours and then have breakfast with my wife and go off to my day job. And then often in the evenings, I would go to the library to do some research.
So you were working a job as you wrote this. Was that the case as you looked at these other routines that, you know, often people have to sort of balance, you know, either their personal lives with their professional lives? They have to do several things. And so a routine is a way of compartmentalizing things?
Yeah, exactly. I think almost every figure in the book has some kind of obstacle, and they are using their routine as a kind of tool to get around whatever the obstacles in their life are. In some cases, that's a day job. In other cases, it's family commitments or personal preferences, people who could only work late at night or early in the morning or whatever. The routine was kind of a way of organizing things for maximum effect.
Some of these are so specific, to my mind at least. It's not just what works, but it's this sort of imposed rigidity that, you know, I think of the very famous schedule that Ben Franklin tried to impose upon himself, that, you know, there were allotted hours for certain things. Does that always work, or does that sort of fall to the wayside?
I think it often falls by the wayside. I think the reason people are so strict is because it is a struggle for them to stick to it, and they have to be strict with themselves. There's a great interview with David Foster Wallace where he talks about how he has a strict routine during the times that he's not getting writing done, that when he doesn't have writing done, he sets this really strict framework, and it's, you know, do this for 20 minutes and do that for an hour. But that when he does kind of hit a good writing period, then all the routines go out the window and he's able to just work and he doesn't have to think about that stuff.
Is there someone in this book whose routine seemed to have it down, who seemed to be incredibly prolific, maybe the more prolific compared to the rest?
The British novelist Anthony Trollope was particularly impressive. He worked at the post office for more than 30 years and also at the same time was a very successful and prolific writer. He would get up at, I think it was 5 a.m. every morning and write for 2.5 hours. And he would keep a pocket watch on the table and would write 250 words per 15 minutes for that whole period. And then if he finished a book during that 2.5 hours, he would immediately put that page away and get out a fresh sheet of paper and start the next book.
If you had to give some advice to a public radio reporter about a ritual that might work, what would you say?
You know, I would say take a walk every day. I was really struck by how many great writers and artists and composers took a walk alone with a piece of paper in your pocket to take down notes. Seems to be incredibly valuable for so many people throughout history that I think probably we could all benefit from that.
Mason Curry is the author of Daily Rituals, How Artists Work. Thank you, Mason.
Thank you so much.